Very well, thanks. Thanks for joining us here on the Daily Program.
No problem.
Now, in your study, you've highlighted the difficulties of trying to find this particular cave, the Lydia Ajir Cave, or Lydia Ajir Cave, with it taking over a week of searching before you actually stumbled on it almost by accident. Just how hard was it to track down this particular cave?
Yeah, see, that's the thing is, like 120 years ago, they didn't have GPSs, so it's not like they could give a GPS coordinate of exactly where the cave was. Dubois actually did some very, very detailed records of his excavation, and we have all of his finds in the Leiden Museum in the Netherlands, so that's all there. So we know, you know, that he found this cave, and we know what he found. But trying to rediscover the cave, again, it was very, very difficult. We got there thinking it would be fairly easy. And, you know, all the locals had a very different idea of which cave was Lydia Ajir. You know, like, they were all telling us that it was all different caves. And it was just a case, I mean, we knew we'd find it eventually, but it was just a case of going around as many caves as we could. And we had a copy of Dubois' field notebook, and he'd actually drawn a map. Now, the map wasn't so helpful, but the plan of the cave was very, very useful because I kind of, in my head, had an idea of what the cave would look like. So we went to up to a very high cave, and on the way up there, I was thinking, this is not the right cave at all. And then the local said to me, hey, oh, there's a cave kind of halfway down. Do you want to have a look at that? And I said, at this point, I will look at anything. You know. And they took us around, and we walked in. And the minute we walked in, I realized there was this front chamber and a big calcite column, almost like a big rock column. And that's exactly how what Dubois had drawn in his field notebook. So I knew we were in the right cave.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
And the discovery of the teeth within the cave, just how long did that take you guys?
So the teeth were already found by Dubois, so they were already documented within the excavation find. So that's part of the reason why we went back there. We've got modern human teeth. We've got teeth that another paleontologist had identified as modern human in 1948. They haven't been confirmed as modern human at that point, but there was an indication that they could be modern. And we had a look at the fauna. And the fauna is what we call a rainforest fauna, so things like orangutan and gibbon and sun bear. They were very, very similar to another site in Java, which is called Penang. And we're thinking, well, if it's got a similar fauna and it's got modern human teeth, this is really exciting. Why has nobody gone back and tried to do more work on this cave? Now, John DeVos had separately gone back in 1985. He's actually an author on this paper. And they had done some what we call relative dating. And they'd come up with an age of about 80,000. But because it was relative dating and there was no confirmation of these modern human teeth, people kind of like were aware of the age, but no one really accepted it. Do you know what I mean? So it wasn't really well established. So we wanted to just go back and for once and all, you know, establish a solid age for the site and for the teeth and to confirm that they are actually modern human. And that's what because basically that cave has been shrouded in doubt since it was ever been found. It was like this been long-standing problem for 120 years, and we just wanted to, you know, draw a line in the sand and say, this is what it is.
So what techniques were actually used to identify the age and the identity of these teeth, given it couldn't be done back then, but it can be done now?
So, sorry, who was trying to identify? Did you mean Dubois was trying to identify them?
No, I was just wondering what techniques you guys used.
Yeah, sorry, I just missed that. So basically, we have amazing techniques now for looking at the internal structure of the teeth. So we can do what's called micro-CT scanning, and we can scan the teeth and actually look at the internal structure. And that will tell us how thick the enamel is. And the enamel is very diagnostic of what species of human we're looking at and also whether we're looking at a human tooth or an orangutan tooth. So that's one of the first things we do. And the next one is looking at the relationship between the enamel and the dentine below. So the dentine is the very soft section of the tooth. The enamel is the outer, harder layer. And the way that kind of joins is also very diagnostic of which sort of species of human we're looking at. So using those in combination, plus the size and the shape of the teeth as well, we can use all of that information to kind of identify exactly what species of human we're looking at.
And what do these findings actually mean in regards to tracking the history of modern humans in Asia, given this is a pretty significant, it's a pretty significant gap in years, 20,000 years, now sort of rewriting the history books?
Yeah, it's a breakthrough in our understanding of human dispersal. For a long time now, we've had an established age of 60 to 50,000 in Australia. And that's been established for a long time. A few weeks ago, there was another study in Nature where they've extended the time range in Australia, the arrival time, back to 65,000. So the Australian timeline is getting older and older. And then if we look in China on the other side, the age range in China is also getting older. So everything around Southeast Asia is getting older, and yet all the evidence in Southeast Asia was staying around 45, 46,000. So it was almost like, where's this missing 20,000 years? Why can we not see evidence of humans? They must have come through. They've got to Australia by 65,000. They must have come through Southeast Asia. Why can't we find the evidence? So for a long time, scientists have believed in a pre-60,000 arrival in Southeast Asia. But trying to find the evidence for it has been really hard. Trying to find the physical evidence on the ground has been really hard.
Well, that is absolutely fabulous. Kira, thank you very much. Really appreciate it. I think it's a fascinating study. Really appreciate you joining us this morning.
It's been great. Thank you very much for having me.